This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here's Thursday Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On today's show, can I get another win on bangers? James the PI with the time he went undercover at a funeral. And our listener, Good News Jamie, returns to brighten everyone's day. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Okay, we're on. This is Scott with Years and Years coming up and new Slaves. You know Slaves? They've got a new album out, which you should check out.
You Cut shared a sort of strange bond with Slaves, I thought. Do you remember when they sort of first broke out on Radio 1?
Yeah.
They came in, and they weren't even on this show, but they came in wanting signed photos of you and stuff like that. They were proper fanboys.
They were. And also, I don't know, like, I wouldn't put me as their number one Radio 1 DJ. Do you know what I mean?
No, well,
with
exactly.
The music that they make.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, so I don't know where I am. But yeah, they were proper keen, weren't they?
Yes, that's right. And then I remember now, they came in and gave us both balaclavas as well.
For no reason.
I can't remember why, yeah. But yeah, lovely guys.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, listen, a lot of people are asking, you had a small World Cup injury yesterday on the show. It was quite painful. How are you doing today?
Yeah, it's actually, I think it's okay. It can't be broken. People keep saying you've got to go get these things checked out properly.
Well, you do.
I don't think it's broken. But then is it something like with the feet and fingers, you don't really know what's going on?
Do you know what I mean?
Like, you can break them and you just, it's tough luck.
Here's the thing, I don't want to jinx this, but I have actually never broken anything. So I don't know what it feels like.
I'd love us to experiment with that.
Oh yeah, brilliant. Just break my hand.
For the radio. just so you could experience it.
Yeah, I don't know what it's like.
We do have an in-house doctor here at Radio 1, Dr. Rada, but I've been told we're not allowed to use her for these sort of reasons.
Like, I've tried that before. You can't just get a free doctor's appointment out of Dr. Rada just because she works here.
But isn't that a shame? Because I kind of think whatever's wrong, we should be able to call her at any time of the day.
Yeah.
And
not,
so should everyone listening as well. What is the point of having a Radio 1 in-house doctor?
If we don't use them, I know.
If they're not used for their job.
I did try and make an appointment with her once and it didn't go well.
It doesn't happen, does it?
No, it doesn't happen because she's a presenter as well. Well, she is a doctor, but obviously like not for us. See what I mean? But you're feeling... Is it better or you just... Now, hang on.
It's fine.
Be honest. Are you just saying it's fine because you know that I'm head of fashion at your wedding and if we're going to have to get a plaster sorted out, then that's going to stress me out.
We won't bother with the plaster. If anything, we'll go... Well, I don't know. We'll like soup up a mobility scooter or something. We'll do that.
Okay, well, that's
something
new
more. Something more that way.
Okay, cool.
Scott Mills.
Reedman's been on from Huntingdon going, is there like a Radio 1 competition to win tickets to Chris's wedding that I
Good
can
idea.
Enter? I really think that I should be there. I feel like I know you guys. Maybe Dev and Alice could do it on Weekend Breakfast.
That
you know, with the options, A, B or C.
That is a great idea.
Listen to the word you need to be listening out for to win tickets to Chris's wedding.
What would the word be? Or don't.
Scott Mills.
There's loads of these, like, it's coming home videos doing the rounds at the moment. I saw one with Only Fools and Horses earlier.
I saw that, yeah.
I've seen Putin playing a piano.
Yes,
I've seen that one. Yeah. There's loads of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Inspired me for a little game that I thought we could play, but I don't think either of us are brave enough to do it.
No, I'm not, but because it's risky, I think.
It's just a bit weird. It's like, well, for me personally, I don't know where it would stand just before I get married.
No.
Anyway, the game. Shall I explain it to you guys here, and if everyone listening would like to get involved in this, we'd very much love you to.
Okay, go.
But I thought what you could do is like message an ex, right, and just put the phrase "it's coming home" in and then screen grab the result, right. The results, and send it to us, please.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's the challenge.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone would be willing to do it, although I think I'm close to getting Mark here, who works on the show, to do it. Are you up for it?
Or are you?
Really? He's happy to do this,
do
then.
Why is he so fine with that?
It surprises me that you're fine doing that.
Okay.
But we'll go with it.
Sure.
So what you need to do is just, so an X there. No, is that an X? Yeah. Okay, yes. Yes. Yes, fine. And then just put in the phrase, it's coming home. That's it. And then I'm going to press send on it here.
And just see what we get back. And screenshot it, please.
Screenshot. If you're up for doing that, please let us know the results. Hope it goes well.
81199, we're at BBC R1.
Scott Mills.
And here is James, the private investigator. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys.
Busy week?
Yeah, really busy.
How's your ice cream van going? Because last time we chatted, you were outside the various pubs, undercover in an ice cream van, trying to catch people out, the cheaters.
Yeah, so the ice cream van has been invaluable because, as I mentioned before, we can park it right outside pubs and venues and everything and no one really looks at it.
No.
So that's been quite
cool.
Well,
they do, surely. Because when I see an ice cream van, I walk towards it. Even when I don't need or was really wanting an ice cream, if I hear the noise or see the thing, it's a challenge. I think it's the nearest thing as a human to being like a dog in the sense that, you know, when dogs see certain things, they just have to run after it.
Right, yeah.
With ice cream vans, isn't it weird that you just hear that noise and you're like, I need to catch this ice cream van?
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's like, where is it? Which
like
street is it in?
I'm like this. Yeah. Head goes up.
Where is it? Like a meerkat. Like, where is it?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's been useful, has it?
It has, but I think we're going to have to retire it.
Why?
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, it's really good. However, I almost forgot that I'm on the radio because a few people have walked up to our ice cream van and jokingly said, James the PI in the back, isn't
it? No way.
Yeah, like three times now.
Oh, yeah, because it goes out on the radio, this, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I forget that this is a
That
mic.
Happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that must be a real problem then for every ice cream van around the UK because people are going up to every ice cream van saying, is that James the PI?
Yeah,
you
know? There's got to be some really angry ice cream van men that are just like, no, he's not here.
Yeah, actually, if you are an ice cream vendor and someone's come up to you and accused you of being James the PI, let us know.
Mm.
Must be happening a lot. Okay, so you're going to have to retire the ice cream van pretty soon because of that, I think. What are our other options?
Well, we're going to kind of stick with the whole hiding in plain sight theme, but I think I'm going to tell the listeners after I'm finished with it this time.
Okay. Do you know what would be really good?
Go on.
A hearse.
A hearse would be good.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because you can, well, in theory, you could lie down in the back there, couldn't you, and be fully disguised.
Also, probably can park anywhere. Like, they're not going to ticket you, are they?
No one's going to ticket a hearse.
I don't think so.
That's so true. I think you can't get a parking ticket if it's if your car's a hearse.
Do you remember, I was actually looking into getting one myself a while back. Just because
that?
Parking.
Just cars, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
right.
I think it would suit you.
I can just leave it, and no one's going to, like, go, well, you can't park there. Well, I can.
Yeah. Big old space, that, though, isn't it?
They are quite big, which is what put me off, because I'm not driving around London in, like, something that big.
Also, no one will cut you up. Or you could do a rickshaw or something like that.
Oh, yeah, or one of those, what are they called, those things that... there's like fit men carrying you. Like Cleopatra had one. Katy Perry's got
one. Oh, yeah.
Katy Perry, Cleopatra, same.
That'd be nice.
We nearly got you one for the show, but you were a little bit too heavy.
Right, okay, so this is before. Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. So we were going to get me arriving at Radio 1 one day, being held basically by 12 strong blokes on one of those things that Katy Perry or Taylor Swift uses, or Cleopatra. But yes, there was an awkward conversation where I was told I was. Too fat.
Too heavy to lift. On a health and safety tip, James, he couldn't be carried.
I mean, that's null and void now, clearly.
Well, the producer of the time was like, so what's your weight? And she was like, be honest. So I had to be honest. And they were like, nah, sorry, too big. So good times.
Yeah.
Ah, well.
But yeah, we'll definitely be on the lookout for more sort of hiding in plain sight. Okay. Inventive vehicles.
Yeah.
But yeah, the hearse definitely... speaking of hearses, actually, I had to go and...
Whoever says that, yeah, go on.
That's amazing.
I had to go undercover at a funeral once, actually, speaking of hearses.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, I wouldn't go normally to any other funeral, because obviously it's a little bit tongue-in-cheek. Mm. But this particular one...
What do you mean tongue-in-cheek?
Well, it's not...
That's not the right phrase, surely.
Is it?
I get phrases wrong, but surely tongue-in-cheek isn't the right phrase.
Is tongue-in-cheek the right phrase?
For what?
It's a bit like saying, when in Rome or something.
That's like Anchorman.
Hang on, so...
It's tongue-in-cheek. If it's a bit taboo, is it a bit...
No, I think it's the wrong phrase, but let me just Google that for you. I'll play a track, and then we'll come back, and then we need to hear about this funeral,
I think it's sarcastic, but yeah, all right.
Overlooking the All England Club.
The best stadium in the world for tennis is Wimbledon Centre Court.
Scott Mills.
Panic at the Disco and High Hopes on BBC Radio 1.
I think we should explain what might have just happened before that song as well, because it all went a bit weird. In fact, you will have all heard some foxes.
Yeah.
Quite aggressive foxes.
Extreme fox noises. So over these like little Wimbledon trailers, me and Chris, you may not have even noticed, over the last couple of days, have been doing like little grunts, like tennis grunts.
We've been adding them in just as a little private joke between me and Scott. We've actually not mentioned this to you guys, but we're going to have to explain the game now because, Scott, you accidentally fired off a load of foxes there.
Yeah, because they do sound a bit like tennis players sometimes, but that if you just like tuned in, that would sound really weird because I played the fox noise by mistake. So here's what actually just happened. On Radio 1.
And I'll play a track, and then we'll come back, and then we need to hear about this funeral,
I think,
okay?
It's sarcastic, but yeah, all right.
It goes for the wrong button.
Overlooking the All England Club.
Now, that doesn't sound like the plan, tennis players.
The plan was to slip the foxes in underneath the tennis players.
That was quite extreme, so... just like fat fingers again, sorry.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Sorry about that. James the PI is with us.
Hi, guys.
Just talking about a man that he had to find at a funeral once. I had to turn up and pretend to know the deceased. Do you want to know the meaning of tongue-in-cheek?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Okay, meant to be understood as a joke, although it might appear to be serious.
Okay.
So you're kind of being, like, ironic. So, for example, I would say... if they were horrible. Chris, lovely shorts you've got on today. And that's me being tongue-in-cheek.
And the tongue is in the cheek.
Yeah, very much so.
So, yeah, I'm still not sure if you've used it in the right sense there, but it doesn't matter. Either way, you're at a funeral.
I'll stick to espionage. I'll leave the vocabulary to you guys.
Yeah, I don't think tongue-in-cheek's right. But anyway, back to the funeral. This is what I want to know about.
So, yeah, I had to go undercover at a funeral, but not for the reasons you might think.
Right.
We were looking for a guy who was essentially wanted, and we thought the only time he might come out of hiding was to go to this funeral.
Oh, okay, so it was someone attending the funeral.
Yeah, not it wasn't his funeral.
Not the
someone
person's
funeral it was.
Well, exactly. Why would you be investigating them?
Exactly, worth clarifying.
So yeah, that was fun.
Okay, so who has tipped you off that this person's going to be there?
So the family of the deceased, actually, have asked us to come down and attend in case this guy does show up.
Right.
So that we can follow him and work out where he
lives. Wow, so they're all in on it as well.
Yeah, which
now,
is fun.
You've had to blag your way through a lot of situations. How are you going to get away with this? Like, you're a random man that turns up at someone's funeral and no one knows who they are.
But it's no different to the weddings that I do as well. If you think about it, a funeral, aside from the obvious objective, is no different from a wedding in the sense that you have to kind of blag your way in. You've got to make that awkward small talk conversation.
But who did you say you were? Were you like a cousin or a lover of the deceased or what? Or like, what?
So I didn't say anything at the actual funeral, but the awkward part was where I had to go to the wake with some of the family, God. And that's when people were obviously chatting. And
stress.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was fun.
And what did you say, like, when they said, oh, how'd you know him?
I said I knew him through work, but I didn't specify what work or how I knew him through. I've kept it as vague as possible, then changed the subject.
Okay.
It's a bit like wedding crashes, isn't it?
Yeah. Which,
but, yeah, slightly different. Mm. Although I do think, I've heard of this somewhere, that people do attend funerals just for fun.
Does that?
Yeah, it's like people who go and watch the Jeremy Kyle show. You know, people have time.
Yeah, right. People have time on their hands.
The audience.
Sure. Okay.
I'm sure I've heard of this somewhere.
But they're not really. They're not fun.
They're not fun. But
I guess if there's
not. But it's not about them being fun, is it? For some people, I genuinely, unless I've got this massively wrong, but I have heard of this somewhere that for some people it's just a bit of a day out.
Someone else's funeral.
Yeah,
you don't know.
And and if it is, say, an open after party, then there's free food and drink and
oh my God,
stuff like that, isn't it? Wake, sorry. And I've never experienced that myself, I don't think. But it will get me thinking next time I'm at a funeral. I'll have a look at the back row there and see if there's a stranger.
Also, what's the deal with fancying people at funerals? Is that allowed? I don't think it is, but I think it happens.
It definitely happens. 100% happens.
Yeah.
Because what happens is things escalate afterwards, don't they? It's a bit like when you go to the wake, sometimes you then crack onto a club afterwards, don't you? And that feels inappropriate.
Do you?
Well, you do. Don't
you?
I have.
No, I haven't ever.
Oh, come on.
It's not a thing.
What, so you go to the wake and then Infernos?
Yes. Yes, oh, maybe not Infernos, but a club.
Okay, can we play another song? Because I just need to check that this is fine.
It's descended into a pub chat, this.
Yeah, it has, and I just want to know what the rules are. Right, okay, wait there.
Scott Mills.
Right, this does happen, it's true. Hello, Jude, he says, I met my now husband in a nightclub after his grandma's wake.
Wow.
Emotions running high there, you know?
Okay, I've checked. We're all fine. James, the private investigator, is with us. Hi, James.
Hi, guys.
Just talking about a man that he had to find at a funeral once. I had to turn up and pretend to know the deceased. Yeah. This is so weird talking about this.
It's just
I'm not entirely.
Do you know what? It's things that are slightly. You know they're wrong, but it does happen. There will be people who have either tried it on with someone at a funeral wake, or have fancied someone else at a funeral. Will have happened. 100%.
Let us know. We can keep you anonymous. Probably best.
Cause also worth bearing in mind, you do get dressed up quite nice, don't you? When you go, You do, you make an effort.
I know what you mean. You've put the effort in, you think, you know.
I've turned up in jeans before.
Have you?
Yeah. Not allowed.
I think there's normally a sort of smart dress code. Would you allow everyone to wear jeans at your funeral? Would you be happy with that?
Actually, yeah, come as you are, do you know what I mean? I want it to be relaxed.
Yeah?
Yeah. I want it to be fun.
Oh, right, so you're saying at your one, for example, there will be a sort of, we can all go to a club afterwards.
You just crack on, honestly. You crack on without me.
Well, that's nice to know.
Thanks, mate.
We'll probably get a banging drinks deal for your one, actually. Some sponsoring.
No, you know, I'm not getting it sponsored. I take that's taking it too far.
We could take you out in the hearse with us.
Brought to you by...
Yeah. Worth bearing in mind.
Hashtag on the end of the bar.
Take me out.
Hashtag ad.
Do whatever it takes. You can use my Instagram, whatever you want to do.
Cheers, mate.
Anyway, today's taken an unexpected turn. Wasn't expecting any of that, but thanks, James. Oh, by the way, did you catch the guy? Was he at the funeral?
He was, actually, yeah. He was. We caught him. I had a drink with him.
What? And then what?
Took him to Inferno's.
Yeah, we went out to Inferno's, yeah. What more do you want?
Wow. But you got your guy.
Yeah, we got the guy in the end, yeah. Although he was a bit awkward.
Was he just straight up wanted, or was he a cheat? Like, what was...
No, he...
Wanted? Oh.
Can't go into too much details, but there was some fraud involved.
Oh, okay, right. Good. Sorry, yes, I see. We can't talk about it then. Fine.
James, thank you very much. I never thought I'd be sat here talking about funerals with you, but thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And remember...
Cheating doesn't take a day off.
Scott Mills. Right, so... Earlier, we came up with a nice little idea, World Cup themed. If you are brave enough, please, we were asking, text your ex and just with the phrase, it's coming home.
Yeah. Then you need to screenshot the results and then we said, send them to us. And loads of you have. And so some of them are amazing.
What have we got?
Okay, so there's one here and they've tweeted both of us and they said, first time we've agreed on anything. So they've tweeted their ex saying, it's coming home. And then the ex has sent back a picture of three little houses. Which is quite sweet, really, because it's coming home, isn't it?
It's coming home.
It's coming home. And, like this one, Ollie has sent a message to his ex. It just says it's coming home. And they've replied, it's, can't say that word, coming home, Oliver. I quite like that exes might be reuniting over this thing.
Yeah, so, I mean, initially it was to create a bit of awkwardness, but actually people are being quite nice to each other.
Oh, yeah, trust, there is some awkwardness as well.
Okay.
Mark, who works on the show here, went for a scatter approach. He messaged two of his exes with, with the phrase, it's coming home.
Why?
One's replied, is this some kind of football reference? And the second put, hi, is this Mark? I am not sure the above message was for me. Nice.
They're good. Scott Mills. Some instant sunshine in the form of our listener, Good News Jamie, coming up in half an hour. If you're in a rubbish, like, bad mood today, or just annoying things have happened, you won't be after this, I promise you that. He just, like, you've got to let him talk.
We love this guy so much. So he was on Bangers once, choosing the songs. And yeah. Ever since then, we've loved him. And last couple of weeks, we've tried to get him on. And it's just perfect on a Thursday. Just suits it.
I also tasked him with coming up with some stuff that will make us all, like, feel a bit more cheered
up.
Yeah, all right, so he's coming up at 3:10.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hi, Danny.
Hello.
Hello, UK.
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. You?
Yeah, good. What's going on in your life?
Big exciting stuff, actually.
Go on.
Well, at the minute, I'm, like, sort of getting into my tattooing. And going to be, in a few weeks' time, popping the question to my girlfriend.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
Okay. So does the tattoo you're about to get relate to this?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
No.
Well, you've got a lot going on, haven't you?
That's such a good idea, like, Scott. So yes. You're saying propose in the form of tattoo.
Yeah, just show it. Like, and have a look at my shoulder now.
Yeah, that's wicked.
No, I wouldn't risk that. She might say no.
Nah, she won't. Interesting. But now, hang on a minute. How are we getting away with this? Because surely she doesn't know if you're going to propose.
No, she doesn't. She works in a school, so I doubt she's going to have the radio on.
I hope not, because I don't want to spoil this.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
No, she doesn't know.
It's fine. No one will say... Well, let's all agree. No one say anything to her about the proposal, please.
Yep, you've not heard of anyone called Danny wanting to propose to her girlfriend. Thank you.
We all agreed. Do you work doing tattoos for people? Are you learning about it? What's the situation?
At the moment, I work in a bar, so I do that. And then on my spare time, I'm like drawing portfolio and then going into the studio.
Oh, so this is something you want to get into, is it, properly?
Yeah, really, yeah. I went to uni, but I sort of did a course and then really didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, okay. Oh, well, best of luck with that.
That's what I've always wanted to do.
It sounds like you've got a lot of exciting stuff coming up, and that's good.
Yeah, I'm Boardmasters as well in August.
Oh, yes. Sweet. Loads going on. We might get back to you, actually, about this proposal. It's just started me thinking about stuff. But anyway, let's play bangers for now. Chris, you go first.
Oh, you're going to love my banger choice today. It is this. Come on, let's go big. Why not? This is ATB, 9 PM till I come. Till it's coming home.
Yeah, I'm enjoying this quite a bit.
Okay,
yeah, good one.
It's quite a hard one.
Right,
it's gonna be a hard one to beat, that one.
Okay, well, this is what I've got to offer you today.
You
only
freedom.
Oh, yes. Fallout Boy, thanks for the memories. Love that. Okay, so what are we going to do?
They're two very, and Fallout Boy is like my childhood, like right there, that is.
Yeah.
But then, the other one just reminds me of partying.
Mm.
Two favourite things.
Yeah.
Ooh. I think it's gonna have to be Fallout Boy for me, I think.
Yes! Oh, I really thought you'd had it then. I thought you had it, mate.
Oh. Hey, I'm Riyadh.
And I'm Alex.
We've got a brand new podcast for you.
But I'm not sure what we can actually say without getting fired.
Unexpected Fluids.
Well, what we can say is that it's quite literally the warts and all of what really happens between the sheets, in the shower, maybe in the shed.
Embarrassing stories of sex gone sideways. We're not here to judge.
It was like Niagara Falls.
Oh! I had to wipe my nose with a pair of his burgundy wipers.
One. It's available now from the BBC iPlayer radio app.
And from wherever you found this podcast.
That's a good one. I mean, the dance fans are calling for VAR on that.
I'm calling for VAR right now, doing the gesture and everything.
What, the screen thing?
Just doing the rectangle there.
Yeah.
I love it when people are angry, right, when they're playing football and they call for VAR and they're in the referee's face like this, having to draw a square. It's like charades. But they're doing it in a really angry, aggressive way, doing the square.
I'm doing an angry square with my fingers. That was Fallout Boy. Thanks for the memories.
Scott Mills. One.
Hello, Phil. He's got an issue. He is flying to Canada on Saturday. Flight leaves at 13:05. He's going to be in the air for the entire duration of the match.
Okay, gutted.
Also, there are other people who, like, we saw a message from someone's mum. No, that their mum is getting married on Saturday. Obviously, didn't know it was going to be the situation that we're in now. Bad times. Also, we're entertaining some young farmers on Saturday evening in Yorkshire.
Oh, yeah.
What time does the match start?
It's fine. We'll make it work.
What time does the match start?
3:00.
All right. We're on stage at 10.
Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1.
We've got a new favourite person on this show because in a world of bad news, this guy will lift your spirits. So we try and get him on our last show of the week. If you're having a bad day, the next few minutes will cheer you up. Guaranteed. Here he is. It's our listener, Good News Jamie.
Yeah! Yes. Mate, I swear to God, I bug off yous. You're like, my heart goes like, my heart stops, but like,
it doesn't
it's
stop.
Pumping at the same time, mate. It does stop.
Oh, right. I get it. You're just excited, aren't you?
And Chris, you're a lad, you, mate. Mate, when I saw your, like, you obviously liked my video on Instagram, I was like, woo! I was looking at everyone driving past, I was going, Chris Stark's like my video! It's buzzing, it's actually buzzing that you're taking, you're like, oh, mate, I think we should just go for a drink.
I totally agree.
I really do think we're lifted off.
Hello.
Oh, hello, yeah.
I'm still here.
I just thought Chris would have his moment because basically when you're saying, hey, it's Scott Mills, I don't hear no Chris Stark after it sometimes, so.
This is great.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it's often something people say to me, actually. They're like, do you ever feel undercredited? I was like, no, I get it. Like, always got to remember your place, you know, Jamie.
Yeah, I love Scott as well. Don't worry, Scott.
It's kind of the name of the show.
It's the name, so it's the brand. And
I know,
his name
I know.
Off the door, and yeah. You know, it's important it stays that way for a number of reasons.
Yeah. I think it's best. You're lucky you're getting your name checks. There's a certain presenter who does a chart show. He doesn't even get mentioned, does she?
No way.
Yeah, not on here, on somewhere else.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Different. Yeah,
we
totally
don't listen
to
somewhere
though.
Else. Though.
No, we don't.
That's totally different.
Mm-hmm. What's happening this week then, Jamie?
Oh, a lot's been going on. A lot. I broke down on Friday. My boss is trying to ring me, but I guarantee he can wait. I don't care. Everyone tries to ring me when I'm speaking to you two. It's like trying to steal my moment. No, see you later.
Yeah, right. So you broke down last week.
I broke down on Friday.
Oh, mate, sorry to hear that.
I know. 3 hours away and then, like, from home on a Friday as well. And I was like, oh, no. So basically, I just thought to myself, I sit here, just listen to a bit of songs, singing away on the A66. Mm. And then next minute, I thought, I had this, like, do you know when the light bulb goes off? And,
yeah.
Like, well, not goes off, but goes on.
Mm.
Above me, head, ding. Well, on my CV, it says I was a mechanic, like, 7 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Why don't I just lift the bonnet up and check to see what's going on?
What? Right, you take it into your own hands?
Oh, I took it into my own hands. I drove 2 miles to the nearest garage because I seen it was my pipe, radiator pipe, exploded everywhere. No water in the van. Poosh, got it sorted. Didn't have to wait 4 hours.
You never lose it, do you?
Never lose it. Still got it.
Yeah. And then did the week improve from there, Jamie?
Yes. He's coming home. Yes! How good was that?
Are you looking forward to Saturday?
Oh yeah, 100%. I think we're gonna do everything. We're going all the way. It's coming home. I've written a song for you this week.
You've written a song for us?
Yeah, I've come up with it all by myself. Top of my head, bang, gone.
Can you wait there? Because I need to breathe. But back in a sec.
Love you guys.
Scott Mills.
Johnny from Somerset says, Jamie is hands down the best caller you've ever had. Instantly in a better mood when I hear him. Give this lad his own show, says Hattie. Laura says, I actually love this guy. He's getting a lot of love. That's Jungle, Happy Man. Stay there for Jess Glynn, Maggie Lindemann, and Radio 1 Summer Mix, which is some greatest number ones today. Good news, Jamie is with us on the show. Hey, Jamie.
Yeah.
So last week I said, go off and have a little think about, you know, what you could bring to the show next week. And you've written a song, you're telling us.
Yes.
What is it?
Well, not written it. It just popped into my head while I'm driving. A lot of things pop into my head.
Mm.
So, like, do you want to hear it?
Yeah. What is it?
Right. Do you know George Ezra?
I do, yeah.
Obviously, everyone knows George Ezra.
Yeah.
Right? If he's listening, hello, George. It's your boy here. Good news, Jamie. But anyway...
are you actually starting to call yourself that?
Yeah, standard.
Are you?
Oh, good.
Yeah.
What about your Instagram? What's that saying?
Oh, wow, 138 followers or something. Everyone messaging me saying, oh, you made my day, thank you. My kids are laughing. I love you. And I was like, yeah. He's buzzing.
Okay. It's great, though, because we don't ever give your Instagram away, either.
No,
people just find you.
They must have found me off... Chris Stark.
Yeah, probably yes. That's,
yes.
That's, you're talking to him now, yeah. Okay, yeah, so I know George Ezra. On.
So, it was just coming into my head, like, obviously, Greg James did that football chant with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then while it was on, I just, like, began to sing my own words, and I thought, wow, like, this is quality. So,
okay. Well, how have you changed it then? Because Greg's already changed it once for the football.
Yes, yes. So I've changed it all about you two.
Oh, I can't wait.
Scott
to
will
it.
Love that.
Yes.
Like, really, really. Like, this is better, Scott, than when you went on that dancing show.
Which dancing show? Oh, sorry, Jamie. Which
Strictly.
One?
Yeah. It's better than that.
Yeah, it's better than a lobster or a crab, whatever you wear.
All right, then. let's hear it then, please, Jamie. Go for it. Belt it out for me.
I'll be riding shotgun, listening to Radio 1, talking to Chris Sun. Whoa. I'll be riding shotgun, listening to Radio 1, talking to Scott Sun.
Clever.
Whoa, how good is that?
took you a week.
That's a week's work there.
No.
What?
It just popped into my head. It took me like literally 3 seconds.
Oh, right. Okay. Just checking.
Just popped into my head.
Jamie, I know you've got something else to bring to us, so wait there and play a track, all right?
No problem.
Scott Mills.
We have good news, Jamie, with us. A ray of sunshine in a depressing world. Hey, Jamie.
Hi.
What else have you got for us this week? Because I did ask you to bring something else.
Yes. What about the Gareth Southgate Wood hashtag?
I've seen this.
Yes.
That is brilliant. I believe a lot of people are getting involved as well.
I saw this over the last couple of days, the hashtag. There's so many examples of this, Scott. Are you fully across it?
Yeah, because basically he's a legend, so everyone's like saying Gareth Southgate would do this.
But he's got a certain type of personality, I think, that's starting to come across to a lot of football fans.
Yeah.
Yes.
And did these make you laugh, Jamie?
Oh, yes.
What,
yes, a few of them.
What ones have you got?
Raise yourself, world. Raise yourself. So, we've got hashtag Gareth Save Southgate Wood, stayed loyal in Casa Amor. Oh, we've got more. We've got more.
Yep.
So, we've got hashtag Gareth Southgate Wood, ring his gran every Sunday to say hi and ask about the soaps. Can you imagine? Hi, Nan. What's going on in Emmerdale?
One of my favourites was Gareth Southgate will give you a lift to IKEA to pick up your furniture and help you assemble it, and then he'll give you a nice hug at the end because IKEA is hard.
Yes. Okay, so Gareth Southgate would let Jamie come on Radio 1 and actually see Chris and Scott in person.
Oh, I see what you've done there,
that's
Jamie.
Very clever.
Yeah, clever boy. Yeah, maybe
hey,
one day.
Stupid.
One day, mate.
One day.
I hope so.
Yeah, we need to meet.
I just don't want you to forget about me because...
How could you?
Really, I know, but this is what happens. I entertained in Spain for 3 years and I forgot about all the people I got close to. And had pictures with.
Hang on a minute. What do you mean you entertained in Spain? This is new.
Oh, yeah. I worked in Spain for 3 years at a place called Queen's Bar in Alcudia. Everyone knows me from there.
Right.
What were you doing?
I did the PRing, waitering, bar work, and the entertainment all night. And they're actually begging me to come back.
What was the entertainment?
Oh, I did karaoke, bingo, bit of banter. Do you know what? It was more like your kind of personality, Scott. Do you know, like your sarcasm?
Right.
Like that worked a treat in the bar. It was just, all I did all day was like, I ripped people and they loved it. They just loved it.
That's my job.
Yeah, exactly. And that was my job and it was just brilliant.
We need to talk about this some more next week. Good news.
Yes.
Right, have a happy week.
No, you need this. You need this. I've got a friend who actually looks like George Ezra.
Good.
And I've got a friend, you know, Robin Williams, Jumanji.
Yes.
He looks spit image of him as well. Go on, Chris. Go on Instagram and scroll down. You'll see it. It's like it's in a car. We're in a car and taking a selfie. Big close-up picture. He looks spit image of him.
Right, we've got to go.
Love you, bye.
Have a happy week. Love you, bye.
I can't stop crying. I love these things. What do I do now? Do I put phone down or what?
Yeah.
I love you, bye.
Bye.
Love you. Bye. That's crazy.
Scott Mills.
I can see a time where good news, Jamie, starts getting like personal appearances.
Oh, I really hope he does.
You can imagine it, can't you? Because like, imagine if it was like, I don't know, a poster for Freshers Week. Like, tonight, Freshers Party, it's going to be a roadblock. Alex from Love Island. Good news, Jamie from The Scott Mills Show. And then right at the bottom, Scott Mills in smaller lettering.
Do you know what I like? I just like that he's so happy and, yeah. And yeah, he's just great, isn't he? Called in once. I think we should have him on every week. I love him.
Just his reaction to his own jokes. Yeah. It's funny. Like, his laugh makes him laugh. Mm. And he can't say bye either. I mean, we tried.
Love you, bye.
Have a happy week. Love you, bye.
I can't stop crying. I love these things. What do I do now? Do I put phone down or what?
Yeah.
I love you, bye.
Bye.
Love you. Bye. That's crazy.
Right, all he was doing there was putting the phone down. Let's everyone just think about that.
He's the best.
Makes it really funny.
Scott Mills.
We're back Monday at 1, and I'll see you for the official chart tomorrow from 4 on Radio 1.